Shift up, throttle back. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Iowa State University Extension Ag Engineer Mark Hanna has been studying diesel fuel consumption for different tractor gear and throttle combinations, and we'll visit with Mark Hanna about his findings after this. The expenses for tractor fuel can add up quickly during farm field work. According to a study conducted at Iowa State University, fuel savings of 20% or more can be achieved by using the shift-up, throttle-back technique. Extension Ag Engineer Mark Hanna says the strategy is especially helpful when the field operation doesn't require all of the tractor's engine power.
It really comes into play a lot of times, particularly in row crop farming, say for corn or soybeans. You're probably not using 100% of your tractor horsepower out there. If you think about it, you know, folks with a 16-row planter, they may be able to pull 18 or 19 rows with their tractor, but they don't make those types of planters, and so typically you're frequently at partial load situations, and those are the types of things where reducing engine speed and shifting up a gear or two can start to save fuel for folks. Actually, this shift up throttle back strategy is a particularly good one if you find yourself that you're operating that tractor, you know, typically up at near rated engine speed most of the time. For a lot of tractors, that's up around 2200 RPM or so, somewhere through there. If you're consistently up there, you probably are overdoing it for some of those field operations, and this would be a good strategy to consider.
What kind of savings are we talking about?
Well, in studies that we're starting to do at some of the research farms, we just got a kind of a new bulletin out on some of the work that was done up at the Northeast Research Farm here in Iowa, but they use this shift up throttle back fuel savings for kind of three different a couple of tillage operations and some stock chopping or pre-processing, but savings up there range from 20 up to as much as 50% actually in terms of amount of fuel used per acre that way.
That's significant.
That is significant. Honestly, we're doing this also at some other locations, and if you look at just tractor test data, say from the University of Nebraska or that type of thing, why we're probably thinking more in terms of maybe a 10 to 20% savings, you know, depending on sort of what the load is on the tractor and that type of thing, but it can be significant.
And that's Iowa State University Extension Ag Engineer Mark Hanna, and if you'd like to learn more about the tractor fuel case study, do a search for ISU Farm Energy. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.